All right, this is the other part where you went back to the partners and you asked them some of the biggest challenges that they've ever faced, right? And I can't wait to hear what answers you got. And so I'm all yours. I've been waiting for this one.
So this was a good one. I went to the three of them, and the question to them was a big challenge or maybe something that where they may have lost a piece of business or not earned a piece of business, you know, and what they learned from it. So I talked to first, and he said that back when he first started, this was actually really funny, as you know, his personality. So, He said back when he first started, you know, I think it was like 20 years he's been doing this. And he said when he first started, he used to, when he would do a quote, he would, if he didn't get the business, he would get very upset. Like if he, you know, if he talked to them and he ended up saving them money or getting them a better deal or whatever the deal was and they didn't switch, he would get very mad about it. And so he would basically burn the bridge, to put it lightly, I guess. So he would let them know that he was very angry that he just did all that work and they didn't switch. And he said that that was a big thing that he did back when he first started. And he said it hurt him tremendously, you know, later, because then you can't ever go back after that business. And so he said he just AOR'd an account back that he lost, like last year, I think he lost it. And it was a larger account, probably close to six figures, if not six figures. And he said when he lost the account, he stayed friends with the guy, he stayed cool with him, and ended up AORing it and getting it back this year after the guy had realized how good our service was compared to who he switched to. And so he said if he would have done what he did back in the day, he'd have never had a shot back at that. So that was a big, big one for him. And I guess I could see, I mean, I've never done that, but I could see how that, you know, how it's so irritating to put in the work and not get the deal, even though you know it's the better option for him. So that was good. And so then I talked to and he said that his biggest failures for not earning business is not qualifying them and getting that. And he said, you know, it hurts every single time that you go into a deal and then you get to the very end of it and find out that his brother-in-law is his agent or whatever. And finding out that that's the case on the first day is way better than waiting until the end, you know. And he said that it was funny because he said he just got so mad, mad at himself, because last week or whatever, him and one of the personal lines producers, they wrote somebody, one of friends, and they got a referral for their neighbor. So they called the neighbor and they treated it, as a good referral and all this. And they went through the whole thing and got him a good quote. And then he took it back to his agent and he said, sorry, guys, I've been with them for 20 years.
He said, even after all these years.
And said he's like, you know, he said I've done it, have had it happen for $100,000 accounts and for personal accounts, and it hurts the same. You know, it's like you know better, but you don't. You know, and he thought for sure he didn't have to ask because it was a referral. And it's I thought that was and that's been huge too, because he said, and I like that he admitted it too, because a lot of people won't, that it can be kind of an awkward thing to get that commitment or the ask, what will it take to earn your business? And that those kind of questions can kind of be tough for people. But if you don't ask them, it's way worse, you know?
Then it's really tough. And it's really tough on you because it hurts you more than anyone else. So you got to think about it this way too, is the buyer doesn't nearly have as much to lose as you do, because they'll always find somebody else who's willing to not qualify. And so, I mean, they'll always find some other sucker to come along and give them a quote that they can take back to their incumbent loyal agent. So absolutely.
He also said one of the producers at our office just lost a huge account, six figure account, literally like last week. And working on with them, and he said the same thing for current clients, is he did not ask him because he felt that they were being a little weird, but he did not come out and ask, are you shopping us? And he said, one thing that was, I guess, sounds really wise is if you ask them and they lie to you, you can't do anything about that. But
that's
if you
right.
don't ask, that's your fault, you know.
That's right.
For not knowing. So, and it sucks because we actually lost. It was a huge learning opportunity for me, and it sucks for the producer, and he's a good friend of mine. But it was a good opportunity for me to see because the other agent used a market that we have.
Yeah, and it's always the worst.
And we didn't block it. And we didn't block it because this is the market that writes pizza places, not, you know, million-dollar trucking companies. So it was something that we never even thought to do. We didn't think they were shopping it. And it was a huge learning opportunity, and it sucks to learn like that. But, you know, that was, but yeah, qualifying, that was big for him. And so then I talked to the dad and asked him about what his were. And he said he hasn't done anything in a while personally because, you know, he's just kind of coming in and doing his stuff. But it's so funny because he hit both of what they said. He gave me two tips and it was both of what they said.
Yeah.
So he said that one, he never used to qualify. And I guess they almost make the deal before they even get it. So they like, they get a commitment before they even get a quote. And he said he never did that. And he said watching them do that, that's why they've been able to blow up the business like they did. And so that was cool. And he said he also brought up about not burning things, or he told me not to, you know, when somebody leaves you, don't flip out on them because you might get them back, you know, next year. But if you do burn the bridge, then you can never go back after. So
right.
He said they had a competitor back a few years ago that used to do that, and they said they loved going up against him because they knew if they won the business that they would never lose it to him. He would never win it back because he always burned the bridge. So.
I used to work with an agency years ago, and one of the partners would call up any account that was shopping him, and he would yell and scream and berate them and tell them how stupid they were, and he was the expert in this line of business, and they were idiots for ever considering any other alternative. And it was really, really interesting to watch this tactic. And sometimes it worked, but eventually, you know, the word gets out. The word gets out, and you can't operate your business that way forever. And times change, people change, people decide they don't want to be bullied any longer, and especially to have their insurance agent call them up and bully them. It was unbelievable to me during that time that I knew him to watch this happen and then eventually watch how the tide shifted, you know, how things changed. So really good stories. Very cool. So what did you get out of listening to these guys? I want to hear that. What was the thing that you came away with saying, man, this is what I'm going to do or not do differently?
Yeah, for sure. Just the qualifying was huge for me. I never thought about setting up the business before you actually do the deal. And I feel like our industry is unique in that way, because I feel like you couldn't do that as like a car salesman or something. Like if you think about it, like if I walked into someone's house and said, hey, I've got this car, but I'm not going to show it to you. You just have to commit to it. And then, but in our industry, they're getting the same, they already have it, and we're just going to make it better or change things or do, you know, we're making something better, but we're getting that commitment. Like, hey, if we go through this and we actually fill up our end of the bargain, are you going to be able to switch with us? And setting that up, and, you know, I think that's going to be huge. And I can see my first year, and I can see probably a lot of beginners go through this thing where they're like, well, I don't want to blow the deal by doing that. But really, it's not blowing the deal. It's setting it up. You know, it's like one of those things where it can get in your head, if that makes sense.
Well, and you and I spent a lot of time on qualifying. So how are you doing now? How much more confident do you feel now than you did not so long ago?
Oh, so much more confident about it. I watched qualify the, you know, I went in, this was just when I was kind of learning the whole thing, and we qualified the towing company that I did, and that helped, you know, seeing that, and I was actually able to do it for the landscaper that he said, yep, sounds good, we're going to do that. So just like getting the commitment, even though you're not in front of them, it's been huge. And I've seen deals fall apart looking back in the past, deals that I didn't get. I just lost one probably 3 weeks ago that if I would have qualified them, I would have walked away on, and I think we would have earned the business. And I didn't set the deal up, and so he ended up not switching for whatever reason. So
there's a confidence that comes across too. You and I talked about this, where if you're willing to ask the questions, it lets them know that you know where you're going in the process, right?
Like yeah, exactly. I talked about that this morning, because when he was talking about the him qualifying and how that was big for him, I said it the same thing. It you come off as a professional, because in a way you're almost telling them, like, I'm not going to be used. Like, we're going to, you know, either I'm going to help you out, or we're, you know, in a nice way, you're not going to, you know,
upset
somebody. But
awesome. Thank you for that. And I'm going to stop this piece, and then you and I are going to keep talking. Because I have some other questions about that other account. Okay.
Okay, sounds good.